You've never held elected office and you haven't been active politically or publicly, I think, throughout the whole state, and now you're running for U.S. Senate. So before we get to why you've chosen to run for this office, I wonder if you could maybe briefly introduce yourself to people who maybe haven't heard of you before.
So my name is James Martyr. I'm from Oswego, Illinois. Actually grew up in Peoria County in Bartonville. Been married to my wife, Jill, for 30 years. We have four children. And I am a recent member of the Kendall County Republicans Precinct Committeeman in Oswego 22 that was appointed. I'm on the ballot twice on Election Day in Oswego Precinct 22, once for my precinct and once for the U.S. Senate. I did run for office a couple times, unsuccessfully in one vein, but in another vein that really set me up for the capability to do this and gave me the connection, kind of the wherewithal to understand what it's like to be a candidate and what you need to do. So that's kind of a quick background for me there.
Sure. So why now? And why are you running against sitting Senator Mark Kirk?
Well, I have a great state rep in Keith Wheeler, good personal friend of mine. My congressman is Randy Holgren, another great Republican out there, and my state senator is Jim Oberweis. So if you're a Kendall County Republican, you're not going to run against those guys. They're doing their job that we elected them to do. You look up the ladder, and there's a sitting senator who doesn't seem to know what it's like to be a Republican. And when it comes to the big votes, all the big votes, he votes with Dick Durbin every time.
And so if you are elected, what issues do you think voters can expect you to be most active on?
Number one for me is the repeal of Obamacare, or what I know as the Unaffordable Care Act. It's a disaster. It's killing jobs. It's costing people over 100% increase in their fees, and deductibles are even more outrageous. I'm paying now over $7,000 a year each year, more than I was paying in 2010. Barack Obama promised us a $2,500 savings. I think the program was sold on a bunch of mistruths, and it certainly proved out to be a disaster, and everybody knows it.
What other issues do you feel like in particular you would be in opposition to Senator Kirk on? You mentioned that you feel like he's voted with Dick Durbin on everything.
Well, recently he and Susan Collins of Maine were the only two Republican senators to vote to continue funding Planned Parenthood, even after those egregious video service, which proved they were in violation of federal law. Right after that, he voted for sanctuary cities to continue fund them. Again, they're sanctuary cities means they're violating our federal immigration law. And then next, he's received an F rating from the NRA on the Second Amendment, our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. I will defend it. Senator Kirk apparently doesn't believe in our Constitution. Again, I'll stand for the Constitution and the rule of law.
You mentioned immigration. What's your position on immigration?
So immigration, we have immigration law. We're the freest, fairest country in this world. I'm a small businessman. I work as a software consultant. I've worked in Mexico for a dozen weeks. I've worked in Brazil. I've worked in Canada, worked in Europe. And every time I went there, I went with work permits, work visas, did the specific job I was invited in to do, and then I left when I was done. We need to enforce that same standard on people coming to our country, no matter what they're coming for, both whether legal immigrants through our H-1B program or people who are just coming here breaking our law. We need to enforce the law, enforce our border, and there should be no more amnesty program.
I wanted to switch to another topic, which is the issue of the Supreme Court and nominating a replacement for Justice Scalia. President Obama has said he plans to nominate someone. As you know, this has been a bitter discussion in Washington between Republicans and Democrats. And I wanted to start by asking what you think President Obama should do. Do you think he should be nominating somebody to replace Justice Scalia in his final year in office?
Well, I think any president should nominate a Supreme Court justice who actually understands the Constitution and that the Constitution is our rule of law, that that justices on the Supreme Court are not the master of the Constitution. It is the guiding document, and they are not to invent law or create law from it. So whatever the president does, here's the thing. I will only stand for nominees who understand what the Constitution is and actually will follow it. There's precedents in the 1960s. Senate Democrats, who controlled the Senate back then, decided that Dwight Eisenhower should not have another Supreme Court appointment. So they decided to put that off until the election was over. Again, in the late 80s, we had President Reagan's nominee, Robert Bork, and Ted Kennedy apparently thought that advise and consent meant something. So he made sure that that justice never got the light of day or got a hearing. So, yes, Senate has an advise and consent responsibility under the Constitution. I will uphold it. There's no timeline on that. We can do it on their own timeline.
So you're saying he should be nominating someone or he shouldn't be?
I'm saying that he can do whatever he wants. I don't think the Senate needs to bring it up until another president comes in.
And what if he nominated a Republican?
Well, it depends on whether that was a Republican who actually understands the Constitution. I think most of us do. There are a few that don't. So it really depends to me on who that nominee is and whether they would stand for the rule of law and the Constitution.
You know, we've talked about a couple things about politics in Washington, and I wonder, as we've talked about why you're running, what you think needs to change about the way we do politics right now in America.
Well, to me, it's less about politics and more about government. So we have an out-of-control government that spends money. We have $19 trillion in debt. We have over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. We have a government in Washington that thinks that their main constituents are corporatists and lobbyists. We need to stop that. We need to stop spending money we don't have. You and I can't write blank checks. We cannot go into debt over an extent where you could never get out of it. We need to stop spending money on things that Washington has no business spending money on. We need to get to a balanced budget. And those are the things that's wrong with Washington. And those are the things, as a businessman, you know, we know how to eliminate redundancy and not spend money on things we shouldn't be spending on. And we need someone to go to Washington that understands that.
Last question for you really quickly. We're almost out of time. But who are you supporting for U.S. president?
You know, I've been asked that a lot on the campaign trail up until now. There are a lot of them that dropped out. But at this point, I am going to be supporting Senator Ted Cruz, but I will support the nominee, whoever it is. I think Donald Trump brought some great attention to needed issues, especially the immigration issue, and especially trade, that we need to negotiate trade for Americans better. So whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Ted Cruz or anyone else, I will fully support the Republican nominee.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Oswego businessman James Martyr is a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, running against incumbent Mark Kirk. I should note to our listeners that Senator Kirk did not respond to repeated requests for interviews. The primary is March 15th.